raising all our top shield, because that doesn't give any heat. So even without Gaur Vikotum, it is considered as if it is Gaur Vikotum. Begefes of Eitzim, so that gives heat. Lo Yitin Achi Yikrei. O Yachi Yitin Eseifa. Vishamayim Chamim Avolun Kach. So if it begefes of Eitzim, so then there is Aloche Lo Yitin Achi Yikrei. Now the Gemara has an Abaye. What does Lo Yitin mean? Whether Luyitein means Luyazir or Luyitein means Luyishens. In other words, whether the Mishneh accords with Rabbonon, with Hananiah, or the Mishneh accords with Rabbonon. So, Achi Yikrei v'Achi Yitein Eseif. Now, Rashi says, Achi Yikrei v'Agecholi. So, from Rashi, it's Mashma that Goruf means that the Gecholim are removed away completely. This is how the Rishonim assume in Rashi. The Palamoya says that Goruv does not mean moved away completely, but if it is Misulek Litzadechot, so it's considered Goruv, even though it's not removed. Now, and the Ram and the Reef, so he says, he equates Rashi's pshat of goruf, in the sense of removing the Gecholim completely with Rashi's pshite that the iser of shie anikiro that is not goruf is based upon the iser of atmon. So since it's based upon the iser of atmon, because Gecholim is Meisif Hevel, so only when you remove the Gecholim completely, then it's not Meisif Hevel. But if you are Misalik, if you are just Misalik, the Gecholim to one side, and you don't remove it from the Kiro completely, so it's still Meisif Hevel. So it should be Oser, Monev Shech, if it's Oser on the basis of Atmone, so even if it is Goruf, it should be Oser. But if he removes the Gecholim completely, so then it's not even Meisif Hevel. Now the question is, but the Mishnah mentions two things, Goru Veikotum. So Rashi holds that when you put ashes on top of all the Gecholim, and not just on the major portion of the Gecholim, but on all the Gecholim, so then it's not Meisif Hevel even. But according to Balamoye, so the purpose of, you see, so according to Rashi, as the Ran points out, so the purpose of Goru Vikotum is to eliminate the Meisif Hevel. But according to Balamoye and most Rishonim, the purpose of Goru Vikotum is not to eliminate Meisif Hevel. Because as far as Atmoni is concerned, so there is no Yisr Atmoni anyway. Because when is a Chayach Atmoni? When it touches the thing in which it is tomo. Mashenke in Esteisve says, at the beginning of Ametaini, so Teisve says the Kashe, how can we be Shein Itano? So it's also Mutmo. Bishloim on top of the Kiro, alright, but inside the Kiro. So then it's Tomun. So it's covered from all sides. So it should involve an Iser of Atmoneh, and after all, Eish is certainly, Gecholim is certainly Meisif Hevel. So Teisves gives the Teres, Dachum Chesom et Aleph, that when is there an Iser of Atmoneh, only when there is contact, there is Negiyeh, between the Gdeire and the thing in which he is Matmi. Masheinkin here, when he puts a Gdeire inside the Kiro, so there is Avia between the Deifen HaKiro and the Gdeire, so there is no Iser Atmoneh. So in other words, according to the other Rishonim, there is no Shaila of Atmoneh altogether here, even though it's Meisif Hevel. But when it's not Goru Vikotum, so then it is also because of his special Gzeire. Because of his special Gzeire. Gzeire Shem Yechate. Masheinkin, if it's Goru Vikotum, so there is no Gzeire Shem Yechate. So the purpose, according to most Rishonim, the purpose of Goru Vikotum is as a hacker. Not not in to eliminate the Meisiv Hevel, but in order that there should be a Heker. And this is the reason as to why we are need to put the blech on the keel. What's the purpose of the blech? Because the blech wouldn't eliminate the Meisiv Hevel. The blech might reduce the Hevel, but it would not negate the Meisiv Hevel. The blech, the Mitzias is, we see that even if you put the blech, it's still Meisiv Hevel, the fire, it's still Meisiv Hevel. So, but if the purpose of Dovah V'Kotu is only as a Heker, so Mele, it will not, if so we're not afraid, lest he'll forget and be Mechatel Gecholim, so the blech is also a Heker. And this is, in other words, so the blech is mamish like that's a maril. I mean that the blech is all right, is a maril. So because the blech is like kotum. What does kotum mean? Kotum means you cover up all the gecholim, you don't remove the gecholim altogether. It's the same fire, but you put ashes. So mimele it serves as a heker. So the blech also it covers up the fire. So it serves as a heker. Of course, when can it be a heker if it reduces the heat? But the blech too reduces the heat. Any daymen, the heat on a stove that is not covered with the blech, or a heat on the stove that is covered with the blech or the asbestos, whatever it is. So it does reduce the heat, but. But if we say that the purpose of Gol Vikotum is to eliminate the Meisiv Hevel, so the blech, while it reduces the heat, but it certainly does not eliminate the Meisiv Hevel. So Rishayni Mamasikan Rashi, because they hold that even Gol Vikotum, even Kotum, or at Goruf, so according to Rashi, so it means you remove the Kacholim altogether. So then it eliminates the Meisiv Hevel. But Kotum, when you put ashes, even if you put ashes on all the Gecholim, you don't leave a single coal uncovered with ashes, but you still, so their tiny against Rashi is that you still don't eliminate the Meisiv Hevel. But Rashi apparently holds that he does eliminate the Hevel into substantial. Mashinkin, when you cover it with blech, so even Rashi couldn't say that you eliminate the Meisiv Hevel. It just reduces the heat. Alright. So Begefes of Eitzim lo yitein achi yigre o yachi yitein es eiva bishama yemri, even if he was gerevikate caught it. So is chamim avaloi tafshi. So he can only put chamim, water, but tafshil, not. Why? What's the difference? Now let's see Rashi. Achi yigrei v'agecholim mishim l'meisi feva. V'taim v'parishne v'firikam v'delil, shemo yechate v'gechol. So the Rishayni mamasika, achili kan Rashi. Tisvis, right here. V'yitir achi yigrei, pirit v'kuntres mishim tisvis heva, v'ymir alari. Dafilu grufo uktumo im sefer sevel yesa mitamu dvorim ashnuim bimametim. Ve'eit, that's one kash. Alright, so we have to say in regard to that kash that Rashi holds that Gorov Kotum is not considered Meisiv Hevel. That's certainly Rashi Shiva. Ve'eit, but then the main kash that Rishayni mask against Rashi is the Hananya Shogel Hashi is Afkishaino grufo. Ve'liosro Meisiv Hevel. So how can we say that the reason is why? Bakiro shein gorov in the koto. So it's also to be mashi on account of the iser of hatmone b'midor shemeisif hevel. So, but Hanani is mati shiye. As long as it's idea le machal ben drosoy. What does machal ben drosoy mean? Machal ben drosoy means partial bishop. So there is a machlekes. One sheet in Rishayni is hev bishul, and one sheet is shlish bishul. Shlish bishul. The machlekes Rashi the Rambam whether machlo ben resoyim means shlish bishul or hev bishul. So, according to Hananya, so if it's a gear, a machel, and resoye, so then, if it's a gear, a machel, and resoye, so then, it is mutal hashes. So, but the question is, if it's, even though it's not lower vikotom, then it certainly may sit heaven. So obviously, the aloche of the Yisar of Hatmone Meisiv Hevel is only shayach in the case where there is contact. And in case of Shia, where there is no contact, there is Avia that is mafsik between the Gdeiro and the Deifne Yakiro, even if he puts it inside. So then there is no Yisar of Hatmone. So that's the Kash against Rashi. ואוי דחנן ישור להשיס אף כשינו קרופו ולא סכום מייסיף הבל על הדפתי בהתמונה אבל להשי ישור because that's not התמונה וכשינו קרופו אסר רבונו דחנן ישומדים ומאוס אל האחתו alright מוס רשיני מאחיר לכאן רש now there is another קשה that רשיני מאסק against רש not a קשה besides the קשה how can the Yisar of Shia be based upon how can the Yisar of Shia emanate from the Yisar of Atmone? So we see, according to Hananya, so Shia is muter veinikotum, as long as it's Gia al-Machu ben Resoye. That's one kash. But then they ask another kash. Now, we have two Yisurim of Atmone. Both Yisurim of Atmone are midrabon. Midraisa Atmone is muter, even midorosh emeisif ever, and even on Shabbos itself. But mit Rabbonon Atmoni is also. But the Rabbonon enacted two takonis. One Yisar of Atmoni is on Shabbos itself, even if it's not Meisif Hevel. My Mid Hevel. Let's say a thermos bottle. A thermos bottle is not Meisif Hevel because through the thermos bottle there will not be any additional heat. It only can do, if it does, preserve the heat, but it's not Meisif Hevel. But on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to be matnin even in Idobo Shemayim Hevel. Let's say to take water from the ticket and pour it and fill up a thermos bottle on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed. If you filled up the thermos bottle Erev Shabbos, And then you used up some, you took a glass from the thermos bottle and you left over so you can pour back, because that's not the initial atmon. So bidobar amayim hevel it's muta. In other words, if you filled up the thermos bottle Friday and then on Shabbos you poured in a whole glass and you feel that you can't drink the whole glass, so you want to pour back what remained in the glass, you're allowed, because that's not the initial hatmone. But the initial hatmone on Shabbos is also bidobar amayim hevel. But erev Shabbos bidobar amayim hevel is muta. Dobar amayim hevel, that's also in erev Shabbos. So, now it's two separate zeres. So there are two yosois in the Gemore at the end of Bava Madliki. So according to Rashi's Gilse, the Rosh Gilse, So the Yisar Atmone of Bidovo Shemayim Hevel is based upon the Gzeire Shemo. So is based upon the Gzeire of. Now the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Niplima Omru, Daf Lamedalet Omud Alef, at the end. Niplima Omru, Intenu Bidoro Sheinu Meisif Hevel Mishcha Sheicho, Dovar Amayim Hevel, It's only Yoseh, Mishcha Sheicho, Zeyo Shem Yatiach, Omru Le Abba Yoch, Bina Shmo Shestam En Nigzeh, Omru Le Stam Diris Rikrasim, Lom Arobe, Niplima Omru, Intenu Bidoro HaMeisif Hevel, That's the other Zeyo. Va'afilu Mbidyei, Zero Shemo Yatmi Biremets Sheyesh Bogachas Omla Baye Biyatmi Zero Shemo Yechate Begechol Shemu yechatu b'chol. Now, so according to Rashi's Girsa, our Girsa, so the Nisa of Dovah Ramayim Devel, of Dovah Ramayim Devel, so is because Shemu Yatiach. Is Shemu Yatiach. And the Gzeire of Dovah Ramayim Devel is because Gzeiro Shemu Yatmin Beremetz. Now, according to the Rach's Girsa and the Rib's Girsa, it's just the other way around. So, the Dovo Hamayimid Hevel, so it's Xero, is also the Chachomim Asered, Mishum Xero Shemo Yatmin Beremetz. Mishum Yatmin Beremetz. And the Dovo Hamayimid Hevel. And Dovo Hameisif Hevel, so the Chachomim Asered, because of Xero Shemo Yachate Bichol. So, the question is raised, so, Rashish, according to Rashish Girsa, Bishleime, if Rashi had the Girsa of the Rach, that Dovah Ramayisif Hevel, so the Chachomim Asered, because of Xero Shemo Yachate Bicholim, so then he could say that Shia is also Osea. Now, Shia is Osea, definitely Osea, because of Shemo Yachate Bicholim. Shemo Yachate Bicholim. So, and according to Rav's Girsa, so Dovah Ramayisif Hevel, is on the Chachomim Asa directly because of Shemo Yechati B'chol. Masha'im ki what Rashi's Girsa is that the Dovah Ramayisif Hevel, the Chachomim Asa, Xeiro Mishum Shemo Yatmin Beremetz. And Shia is also there because of Yechati B'cholim. So how could one be afraid of the other? But that doesn't present any difficulty. Because even though, according to Rashi's Girsa, so, Hakmone b'dovah ha'meisif hevel l'chachomim ha'asad mishum gzeiro shem yatmi b'remetz, but yatmi b'remetz itself shouldn't be osea. So the Gemara, what's wrong with being matmi b'remetz erev Shabbos? Now, the isea of ha'meisif hevel is at even b'dayim. So the Gemara asks, the Abai asks, v'yatmi. So then, so in other words, so here there are two gzeiros. And sometimes in Shabbos, so there is, we have two gzeiros. It's kule chod gzeire. So the Gemara. So why is it osea to be matmim b'remetz b'dayei? Because of shemo yichad b'cholim. So that means that indirectly the iser of atmone is based on chid b'cholim, not directly. So that first there are two steps. First the chachomim asered a yatmim b'remetz because of chid b'cholim, and then the asered. Another gzeire, the hatmone b'dovah ha'meisif hevel, because of gzeire shem yad miremet. So that means it all traces back to a gzeire shem yichat b'cholim. So mimele, Rashi can equate the yisar shiye with the yisar hatmon. All right, now. So b'shama yomrim chamim avolo itavshi, u'b'sil leimim chamim itavshi. B'shama yomrim neisno lachami nachashi gofo, so Bisham I am Achmir, and Bisham I say that even if it is Goro Vikotum, so you cannot be naysay Tavsh, only Cham, Avloi Tavsh, why Tavsh not? The Nihale Bishule, the Oselachtui. In Amen is Kaimo Machshafte, Umerzeke Mevash. So two machines are Rashi. Explaining Bishama, why Bishama I say that even Goro Vikotum, so it's Tavshil is Osea. Tavshil is Osea, only Chami. Why? Because Chami, Tavshil is Osea, the Nichle Bishule. Now we are talking of Nisbashel Kotzolche. So what kind of Nichle Bishule is? The answer is, even by Nisbashel Kotzolche, there are two levels. There are certain things like water. So until it reaches boiling temperature, so then it's good that it should be heated more. But once water reaches boiling temperature, so then it's not good to leave it on the fire. So then it will evaporate completely. So chami, so water is mitzdamik v'ralei. The moment it has reached the bishul kol tzolchei, so then if you eat it more, it's not good. But then, let's say tafshil, let's say like chot. So even though it's mispashul kol tzolchei, but if you keep it longer time on the stove, so it's even better. That's mitzdamik v'yofalei. The more it is heated, the better it is. So Meile Bishamai say that even by Gogo Vikoto. So it's also to be made say itafshi. Why? Because in Michele Bishole, even though it was Mispashal Kotzolche, but it's still Mistami Biofele. So there is still exere, according to Bishamai, Dilmosalach to it. Even though it's Gogo Vikoto. Even though it's Gogo Vikoto. Now, but. And according and another blushing Rashi is because in amen is kaima machshavte umerze kimevash. So that means the rabbonon, it's merze kimevash. It's merze kimevash. Then avo bisilel ubisilel isol ubisilel imem chame vitavshe. So according to bisilel, it's muter. It's muter even. Yeah, according to Bisilel, so it is muter, even tafshil, if it's called Bikot. Now, then, the Mishnah says, Bishama yemrim leitlin, avaloi marziri, u bisilem rimaf marziri. Now, the Gemara points out that when do we say marziri, and marziri means afilu bishabes, so it's marziri, so that is only if lo yinichum al kabikak. In other words, if you took off the ticket, you took off the ticket from the blech, in order to pour water into a glass, and you did not put it on the karka, you see it. Karka doesn't mean that the karka, let's say you didn't put it on the karka or on the counter, on the table, and so on. So then, we are holding it in your hand, so according to Bisilel, you're allowed to put it back. But if you put it on the karka or on the table, so then it's Nisina Chadosha. Then it's more than marzir. Now, so that means that according to this, according to what the Gemara says, there is no heter. If you take off, let's say, a pot from the blech, and then you put it for a moment on the table or on the karka to put it back, only if you hold it in your hand. But the ilom is neig heter. We take off things Friday night. Late Friday night, we take off things from the blech, and then we put it somewhere, and then Shabbos morning we put it again. So the only basis for that practice is the shita of the Ran. But even though it seems that the other Rishonim do not agree with the Ran, but there are more pasuks like the Ran. The Ran is same as the Ran. The Ran says that when the Gemara says, "Ubisilis," the Gemara says, "Loi shono aleshel tulish loi nichel gabikak." Avli nichel gabikarka. So also the harzir. So that means if it wasn't standing the whole binash moshes on the blech, but if let's say it wasn't standing, in other words, he took it off. Before Tzitzak Chobin Friday night. So if, let's say, he took it off the ticket, let's say, suppose he took off the ticket just before Shkia, and he kept it in his hand, so he's allowed to put it back. But if he took it off just before Shkia, and he put it on the table, he's not allowed to put it back. But suppose before he bent Shlich, so he put the ticket off on the blech, and then the ticket was standing on the blech till, let's say, an hour and a half after Shkia, till Tzitzak Chobin. So, and then he took it off and he put it on the table. So one says, in such a case, he is allowed even to put it back. So when does the Gemara say that lo yishono le kishono yin yichono aga mikarki? Avli nichono al karki yizoseh leharzir. That is, if it wasn't standing on the kilo, on the stove, the whole binash moshes. So he took it off before it became Shabbos, or even after Shkia, but before it's Yisak Chobin. So it's still Sofit, whether it was Shabbos. So that means that when the Shabbos began with the Rasvadai, the pot, the tea kettle, was not standing on the kiln. Was not standing on the kiln. And he put it on the table, so that it's considered Nisina Chadoshim. Mashiach came, if it was standing till 2 hours after Shkia, on the stove, then he took it off, and he put it on the table, or on the karka. Then he wants to put it back, the Ram says he can put it back. Because in as much as he took it off after Tzitzak Chovim, so when he puts it back, even though in the meantime it was already standing on the karka, on the counter, on the table, so it's not considered in the Sinei Chadoshim. It's considered like a return. So if it is not put al gabi karka, so even though he took it off before Shkia or before Tzitzak Chovim, so, but as long as he was holding it in his hand, it's not considered in the Sinei Chadoshim. But if he put it al gabi karka and it wasn't standing the whole Benash Moshes, so then it's considered in the Sinei Chadoshim. The Sinei Chadoshim is awesome. The Sinei Chadoshim. But if, so why is it Osea? So the Sinei Chadoshim is Osea, like Merzik and Mevasha. Like Merzik and Mevasha, we see that here we have two kinds of Rabbonos. One Rabbonon is because of Gzeira Shem Yechad B'Cholim, and the other Rabbonon is because Merzik and Mevasha. True, Rashi mentions it here in connection with Bishamai, but the same to the Rabbonons we can find in connection with Bishil too. So it's Nisina Chadosh. But if it was standing the whole Benash Moshes on the Blech, so then even though he took it off and put it al Gabi Karaka, when he puts it back, it's a return. It's a chazore. It's not a Nisina Chadosh. So it is Muda. That's the only, that's, even though most Rishonim do not agree with this Kule of the Rambam, it's a big Kule. But the Ramo Paskins, no, of course, it's Ramo Paskins, so every Jew can be same Mechan Ramo. Alright. So we marzirim b'shabetz. So he says, b'shama yemrim neitlin aber loy marzirim. Loy marzirim b'shabetz, di merzeke mevash. Now again, that's in connection with Bishamai. But there is no reason as to why the same lomdes that Rashi mentions in connection with Bishamai should apply to Bisilel. But Rashi mentions that Alibid Bishamai because Bisilel say here of Marzirim. But in the case of Al-Nicham Al-Gavikarate, so then it's also Al-Harzir, even according to Bisilel. So the term could be because it's Merzik and Mevashe. Because it's Merzik and Mevashe. So when is it Merzik and Mevashe? According to the Ran, if it is in the Sinei Chadoshim, but if it was standing on the stove, the whole Benash Moshes, so then it's a Chazore. It's not in the Sinei Chadoshim. If it's a Chazore, it's not Merzik Mevash. Alright, Iboyo. Hayli yiten liyarzim, avol mishe ispashi. So when the Mishnah says, lo yiten achi yigre, if we achi yiten is a ifen. So it means Loyarzim. If he took it off, he's not allowed to put it back. In other words, if it's not going to be cotton, so then Alibidi Kulam, even Alibidi Besila, he's not allowed to put it back. Avolishes, Mashi, Avolishes, go over the cotton. But suppose you put a pot before Shabbos and you let it stay there until the time of the Shabbos meal. Then you take it off, then it's mutter even to leave it there on the stove without go vikotu. Aval pishini go vikotu. Umane chanani. The tanye chanani eimeya. Kol shehu kimachal ben tresoye mutter lishis al gabikiro. Aval pishini go vikotu. Now one should not make the mistake and think that according to chanani there is no isa shiye under any circumstances. That's not so. Chanani is only matia shiye in a case where it already reached partial vision. Machal ben Dersoye. Ben Dersoye was a gangster, a listing, so he had no time. He had no time, you know, to spend. And he was always in a hurry. So he never ate his foods completely cooked, but only partially cooked. So this gangster is the criterion for determining, according to Hananye, when Shia is muter, when Shui is not mutar. I mean, not that the gangster is the criterion. But the reason is, why does a gangster, let's say, eat food that is partially cooked? Because a gangster is a human being like no gangster. So that means that many people, reasonable people, And the gangster is also a reasonable person, but he's a gangster, he's a listy. So many reasonable people are satisfied with the partially cooked food. So because of that, according to Hananya, it is the criterion. So, but if it hasn't reached even partial bishul, chotzi bishul, shlish bishul, then even Hananya is made that it's also a, that it's also bishulis. So in other words, if it started to be mevashel and it has not reached chotzi bishul, shlish bishul, then even Hananya is made that she is also. Now, suppose it didn't start to be mevashel altogether, then it's better. Dere chayose, in other words, dere chayose, a raw meat, so that you are allowed to be sheye even according to Rabbanan Hanan. So that's even better. Why? Because the whole reason is why sheye is also according to Rabbanan Hanan, even if it's nizbashel b'machamot besoye, but lo nizbashel kol tzorche, and according to Hanan, sheye is also when it's lo nizbashel kimachol ben besoye. In that story is because of Xerah Shem Yechatim Choli. So that Chayach, if it started to cook, it's not completely wrong. So the Mele, without stirring the Gecholim, it will not be cooked for the meal. And with stirring the Gecholim, it will expedite the cooking. Masha'inkin, if it's completely wrong, there Chayose Bosa, they're completely wrong. So the stirring of the Gecholim a thousand times will not enable him to have the tafshil cooked completely before the Friday night Shabbos meal. So in Meile, there is no gzeirah of Shema Yechad. Right. So, umane chanani, ditane chanani, eim yakol shu kemachu ben vesoye, muta lishi iso gavikiro, aval pishin igor venikotu, oi dil mo lishis na, vigor vikotu mei. So in other words, so even though it's igia limachu ben vesoye, but as long as it's lo nizbashel kol tzorchei, as long as it's not mizbashel kol tzorchei, so according to the Rabbanan of Hananya, she is awesome. Oy dil mo lishis na, viko viko to mei, iloi lot. Now I said oy dil mo lishis na, viko viko to mei, iloi loi. So in other words, if it's not go vikotum, so then it is osa. Even though it's igia lemachol ben resoi, then it's osa. If it's not go vikotum. If it's not go vikotum. So suppose it's nisbashel kol tzorchei. Suppose it's nisbashel kol tzorchei. According to the Rabbanon of Hanani, if it's nisbashel kol tzorchei, according to Hananya, so even if it's not nisbashel kol tzorchei, just igia lemachol ben resoye, so it's mutar lishis, even though it's not going. That's how we live Hananya. But according to Rabbanon Hananya, so if it's not nisbashel kol tzorchei, it's not going because of eternity. But suppose it is nisbashel kol tzorchei, then it's mutar to leave it on the stove, even though it's not go vikotum, it's muter to be shared. Let's say, can you leave a pot that is completely cooked Friday without go vikotum, without a blech on top of it? Are you allowed, according to Rabbon of Hananya? So, if it now, nizbashel kol tzorchei, it also has two levels. There is one level of nizbashel kol tzorchei and mitztamik viralei, let's say like water. So the moment it has reached boiling, so if you leave it longer on the fire, so it will not be good, so it will evaporate it. But, and then there is another level, nizbashel kol tzorchei latafshil, that is mitztamik viralei, it already is nizbashel kol tzorchei, but if you leave it longer, it will be even better. So that's mitztamik viralei. So if it is, according to Rabbanon of Hananya, so all Rishonim agree that according to Rabbanon of Hananya, if it is nizbashel kol tzorchei and mitztamik viofelei, so then according to Rabbanon of Hananya, it's still also lehashoyis. If it's any goru v'ini kotum, there is a machlekes between Teitzves and the Rashbo. Suppose it is Nisbashel kol tzorcheye mitztamik viralo and then it goru venikotum. So according to the Rashbo, even according to the Rabbonon of Hananiye, it's mutal hashis and it's tov that is any goru venikotum. If it is Nisbashel kol tzorcheye mitztamik viralo and according to Teisus, so according to Rabbonon of Hananiye, it's also a hashis by any goru, by kiro sheini goru venikotum. Even if it's mitzdamik v'ral, that's a big chiddush. So there is a machleket between Teisves and Rashba. Now Teisves, you will see that from Zayin in the Dibur HaKafot Zayin on Medalet. Yam Reb Shlomo Harzatnan. We're not going over the Teisves. What Teisves says there, do Rameya v'Reb Yude Asre beinogrufo afilu b'mitzdamik v'ral. That's in the middle of the Teisves that from Zayin Dibur Maskel Yam Reb Shlomo Harzatnan. And also Teisves reiterates the same thing that from Zayin on the Beis, the first Teisves, Shema Minu Mistamik Yofar Imuta. Piri Bikuntres, the Aitash Mistamik Ralim, I was Lashmino, because she Lori, Hoyitz Trich, La Fuke mit Rameya and Rabbi Yude, the Asra Bishin Grufa Aful Chamim, the Mistamik Virale. This is Teisves Shite. So Teisves Shite is that according to Rabbonu of Hananiye, so Vaini Koro, Vaini Koto, Ushiye is Osea. Not only by mitzdamik v'yofalei, mizbashel kol tzorcheye mitzdamik v'yofalei, but even mizbashel kol tzorcheye mitzdamik v'ral. Mitzdamik v'ral. That's the issue. The Rashbo is chelek. Rashbo is chelek. The Rashbo, here at the beginning of Kiro, that from Zion, so he says, Mistabra, the Israel Gandhias, the Rabbi Yehuda Mashi, Afil Bishayne Grufo, Lechamim Shehuchmu Kotzorcho, Vitafshil Shenishbashil Kotzorche, Hamitstamik Rale. If it's Mistamik Yavale, there is no machlekes between Tesis and Rashbo. But the machlekes between Tesis and Rashbo is in regard to Mishbashil Kotzorche, Mistamik Rale. So according to Teisves, Bein Ali Bid Rab Meir, Bein Ali Bid Rab Yude. So it's Osea, Shie, and according to Rashbo, so according to Rab Yude, it's Mute Ali Bid Rab Meir. All right, now. So the Gemara says, Oy Dil Malishis Nan, we go to Mein, Iloi Loi, we go to Lars, we are Toshu. Vitone, Tribo, we must listen. Bisham im kham na vo itav shu bisim kham mitav shu bisham im ne itav marzim bisim at marzirin i ave bishlein lo ishes na lo hot tone ki vo shi se kur bikash vi gav ve mash no lo itav shu bi gev ze veit mo ishe a che ikre va chit ne ve u mai mash im bisham im kham itav shu u bisim im kham mitav vi khay khalek ge bi ishe is bi gam al harz che bisham im ne itav marzirin u bisim im at marzirin elo yamret le harzir tnan hohet כי ראשי סיכו ביקש וגם הוא מרזיר לו תף בגף איזה ועיצים הוא ירזיר עד שיקרה ועשית נפר ומה יהיו מרזירים? בשם יהיה מלחם עבר תפשיר ובשם יהיה מלחם מתפשיר בשם יהיה מלמנה תלב ומרזירים so it's already mentioned then again the Mishnah mentions we repeat it בשם יהיה מלמנה תלב ומרזירים בשם יהיה מלחם מרזירים או סולומרי so then there is a repetition so the Gemara says לא יהיה מלמנה להרזת and there is no repetition the hasura mechzer vod kira she isiku abikash be gabe ve marzir no le otav be gefes ve itim lo yarze gachi igrei ve yachi itne seif avo vishe smashin avo pishe ni gov ve inikat ve inikat u mai mashi so now bisham yem rim chama vo etav shir so according to bisham it certainly yoseh u bisil yemrim chamim vitav shir והחזור את המלוך לבדי מהקלו אלא מחלקס בשם היא בסילה שבשם היא אמרי נטלים ולא היא מרזירים ובסילה אמרים אף מרזיר אף מרזיר all right so the Gemara has not by anyway whatever the pshat is in the Mishnah but there is a מחלקס between Rabbonu and Hanani There's a machleket between Rabbon and Hanani. So according to Hanani, so Shia is muter, even if it's not mispashel kotzoche, as long as it is partially cooked, higia al demachol ben v'soye, chotzi bishul, shlish bishul, according to the Rabbon of Hanani, so Shia is osea, where it is loin mispashel kotzoche. Whether according to Rabbon of Hanani, Shia is osea, and mitzamik v'ralei, and that there is a machleket between Teisves and the Rashi. Now, how do we paskel aloche? How do we paskel aloche? So the Rif and the Rambam, they paskel like Rabbon of Hanani. Teisves paskels like Hanani. The Mechaber has two Rishenis, and then the Ramo is make like Hanani, but Mechaber himself has both Rishenis. Now, in regard to Teisves, now let's see the Rashi first. Kotum, Harinos Leifa al-Khol, Deifa mitagmin al-Kit, Trevor, Bisham Yemecham, Visutal Bavachit, and Itmum Arzir, Umay Mashal Gorn Kotum, Kidimam Bavarzir, Esan Mutalish is Kirham, Bisham and the Hamitat from Bisilel, El Lam Larzatan, Horekatonic Lim Alkor Hochni Forshe, Bisham Yemenate from Arzirin, Alkor Hataf Kaime, the Jor Behami, Hosulomali, Hoton Reisha Abolitav. Leilem Imaloch Harzatna. Vilishes Apopishinagov Shore. The Hachazon and Amaloch, the other Shikan, the Gogmi Shore, love the way Hakali, will be Shamai Loisir. Now, in regard to the Kashi raised by Teisves against Rashi, Rashi equates the Isa Shie, with the Isa of Hatmone Bidoba Shemesidem. So Teisves says the Kashi, and no Krishen, Vei the Chanani Yeshor El Hashi is Af Kishen Yukrufo, for the Osho Mesidem. And the Inikov certainly is Mesidem Hevel. So, and still Hanani is Matir. So obviously, Shia does not involve Hatmone. Why? Because when there is Hatmone, when there is contact. But Shia, when you put something on the stove, so there is no contact. So Mimele, there is no contact with the fire. There is no contact with the fire from all sides. So Mimele, it doesn't involve any Shaila of Hatmone, but it involves another Shaila. Now, so, what will be the teretz and this kashi against Rashi? I mean, so this is a very strong kashi. Now, at the beginning of Bamatemni, Teisves mentions 2 days. Teisves mentions a fundamental machlokes in regard to the Isa Hatmone. Now, the Mishneh of Hatmone, that's the first Mishneh, is that Menzayin on the base. That Mishneh discusses Hatmone Bidov Ramezitem. Bamatemni. Had by no, because Dov Ramezi Tevel, so the Chachomim Maaser didn't have Shabbos. So by Meir Tevel, in Tevel, will be Gefes, will be Zevel, will be Melech, will be Sid, will be Chil, will be Lachim, will be Yveshim, will be Tevel, will be Zagin, will be Muchim, will be Asomin, will be Manshin Lachim, will be Tevel, will be Yveshim. So all these items are items that are Ramezi Tevel. So, Tevel says, Pirish Arab Rabbi Yisit, there it is, Pirish Arab Rabbi Yisit, Bishim Rabbi Nishmuel, the minor be boshel the loy boshel. Our derechaise means completely raw, so then there is no Isa Shia. Boshel the loy boshel, so that's all Shia is osea, even according to Hanani. And Teisves paskens like Hanani, so that's why Teisves mentions that example, boshel the boshel. If Teisves had paskens like Rabbonon, so then he would mention when his bashel kotzolchei, when his bashel, or even. Oh, Teisves could say even his bashel kotzorchei, because Teisves l'shita, Teisves shita is that the kolam chabon b'chanan ye even by nistamik v'ralei. So she is us. But Teisves happens to pass in like Hanan ye, and the kolam chanan ye once it reached machu ben resoye partial bishel. So as she is muter, so when she is there only when it hasn't reached even partial bishel, that's bashel v'bashel. So pirush Rav Yisrael and Rav Nishmuel, that's the Rashbam, the Meir be bashel v'bashel. Aber dere heise, evog dere, u boshir, that's mean boshir ki machu ben lesoye, so we shagin up before he come. Ve nir al rab netan. So in other words, so what's the Chashbam Shita? Big Chiddush. The Chashbam Shita is that there is a certain equation, not a complete equation, but to a certain extent, there is a certain similarity between the Yisa of Shia and the Yisa of Atmon. Of course, Teisa Shita is not like Rashi. According to Teisa, it's two separate Yisur. But in one respect, they are similar, according to Rashba. In other words, just as the Gabi Shia. So we say that in certain situations, Shia is not Oseh. What are the situations? Let's say, according to Hananya, if it's Boshim, Gemach Mubesoye, or completely wrong, so there is no Yisa Shia. So the Gabi Atmone, we also have the same Aloha. Why? What Shai says? I mean, where did Teisa's? Where did Teisa's find it? Bishloim on the Gabi Shia, so it's a Gemara in the Freshes. The Rechai says, Mutea, and Boshel Kimachal Ben Drisoye, Kon Chananya is Mutea. But the Gabi Atmone, the Gemara doesn't mention it. The answer is, why is Atmone with Dovra Meisi Hevrosa? Even according to Rashi and Teisa's Yose. Because Zeron Shishu Yad Meremet. But Zeron, and Yad Meremet itself, why is that also Erev Shabbos? Mishim Zeron Shem Yichad Mecholim. So in final analysis, Xeira at Mone Bidova Mesi Vedal is also because of Xeira Shem Yichad Mecholim. And Shie, why is Shie? Boshel Veloi Boshel. Also, why? Because of Xeira Shem Yichad Mecholim. So they are both Xeiras, even though it's two separate Yisurim, but they are both based upon the same Tam of Xeira Shem Yichad Mecholim. So just as we see, Ligabe the Yisa of Shie, that the Chachamim warned Geizei HaMishum Chitu Yecholi in connection with Derech Haizen and Boshil, so in connection with Hatmone, the Chachamim warned Geizei HaMishum. That's Rashbam Shit. Vein Miral Rabin Tam, Tam Tam is it, is Chelik. Do you still look more as this, Mistam Dere Shem Mishole Bidash Moshes? Vein Mistam Ma'ayra Mas Nisim Dunin Mas Nisim Dikiro, the Ma'ayra Di Boshil Kimachu Ben Tusoy, Vein Miral Rabin Tam, She Yesh Lechalik Min Ashoyer Li Hatmone. The vada lahashi smuta kishu machol ben lesoyim shenichitu miat meirei shari mikulei vishalim beavire avat atmone sheinsin litzirach nocho vihu mutmen yin shlochush shemo yichate shemiat chitu meirei litu litofei schumei vikosro lehat min bichol dover hameisit ebel gzeiro shemayat min beremet vichate. So Rabbi Tam says that this cloud, so that there is no Yisa Shia, that has relevance to Shia, but has no relevance to Hakmoni. Hakmoni is also under all circumstances. This Bashal Katzolche, under all circumstances. So we have here a machlekes between the Rashbam and Rabbi Natan. According to Rashbam, so Hakmoni is also Muter in certain situations where it is Boshel. Where it is Boshim, and according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Hatmoni is also under all circumstances. Hatmoni is also under all circumstances. Now, Rashi and Shita can be explained in two ways. I'm not saying which one. I mean, we'll have to follow up the Shita of Rashi. But at the very outset, it seems that Rashi Shita can be explained in two ways. Either according to the Rashi says that Shia is Osea because of Beis Hevel, because Rashi holds, he agrees with the Rashbam that it has the same Gdorim. That does not mean that the Rashbam has to agree with Rashi, but we could say that Rashi agrees with the Rashbam. In other words, the just as Shia is only Osea. Is only Oser under certain circumstances and under certain other circumstances. It's not Oser. Let's take the Rechaiz, it's not Oser. So, or on this Bashir, it's not Oser. So, Mimele, here too, Atmone too, is not Oser, big the Rechaiz, or Nisbashuk Machu Bundresoye, according to Hananya and according to Rabbanon. So, according to Rashbam, So it would be totally the same Gdolim. Wherever Shia is, or Atman is, or so whether Shia is Mutea, so Atman is Mutea. Now let's say, suppose, according to Rabbonon of Hananiah, now is Atman and Mutea Bidovo Shemizbashel Kotzorchei and Mistamik Biyofel? It's certainly awesome. Because every old Rishayim agree, even the Rashbo, that they call it Rabbon of Hananiah, so even Nisbashel Kotzorchei, but Mistamik Biyofel, so by any go of Vikotum, so Shia is Oser. By any go of Vikotum. So Mela Atmone is Oser. But now the question is, according to the Rashbam, is Shia Oser? I mean, is Atmone Oser? According to Rabbon of Hananiah, by Nisbashel Kotzorchei, and Mitzdami Virale. So then the answer will be, it all depends whether the Rashbam agrees with Teisa Shite, or the Rashbam agrees with the Rashbo Shite. But one thing we see that the Rashbam, according to Rashbam, so ever Shia is Mutea, Hatmoni is Mutea. Where Shia is Osea, Hatmoni is Osea. So maybe it could be that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rashbam. Mimele Rashi says that the time as to why Shia is Osea is because of Meisif Eva. So then the Kashi of Tesis is, but Hananiah is Matir Shia, even though it's Meisif Eva. So in Hanani. So because Hananiah is not Gezer in the case where it's Igia. Because why is Dover Hatmoni with Dover Amisif Hebel Oser? Because Zere or Aishem Yatun Remetz, but Yatun Remetz itself is Oser because of Chidu Gecholim. So according to Hananiah, as long as it has attained partial Bishul and Mikdas Neodoma are already satisfied with that kind of Bishul, we don't have to be afraid of Chidu Gecholim. So Mimele, too, it's Mil Meisif Hebel. But according to Hananiah, so even though it's Meisif Hebel, it's not Oser. According to Hananiah, if we say that Rashi agrees in the sheet of the Rashbam, so Mimele, so Hatmoni Bidover according to Rashbam, Hatmoni Bidover Meisif Hebel is not Oser if it reached the Bishul Kemachol Ben Oser. So that's one Teretz, and this is Kashi against Rashi. And then, if we say that Rashi agrees with the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that Atmone is Oser under all circumstances, so then it's possible to say that when Rashi equates the Isa Shia with the Isa of Atmone Bidobo Hamis Bevel, Rashi says it only alibidi the Rabbon of Hanani. Rashi says it alibidi the Rabbon of Hanani. So in other words, so there Rashi says that Yidlev HaGicholim Mishne Meisif Hebel. In other words, according to Rashi in the Gemara, that this Mishneh accords with the Rabbon of Hananiah. But when the Mishneh says Lo Yitein, it means Lo Yish. So according now, if we say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rav Netam, so according to Rav Netam, Hatmon Bidover Meisif Hebel is Oser under all circumstances. Atmoni Bidover Meisif Hebel is Oser under all circumstances. The Rechayse, I mean, has nothing to do with the Gdorim, the Klolim of Shia. So Rashi says, so Shia, according to Rabbon of Hananiah, it comes within the Iser of Atmoni Bidover Meisif Hebel. And then we'll have to say that Rashi agrees with Tesis, that according to Rabbon of Hananiah, so Shia is Oser by any goal, by any kotum, even if it's mispashel kotzolchei, mitzamik v'rale, not with the sheet of the Rashbo. So memele, there is no kashe of tasteless. Void the Hananiah shor lahashes af kishin and krufo. So it's a raya that according to Hananiah, so the iser of any goal, of Shia and any goal, has nothing to do with hatmonim davar ha-meisif hebel. Because Hananiah is matir. So in the Haname, Rashi says it only a little bit rabbonon of Hananiah. Masheinkin according to Hananiah, who is matir Shia, whenever it reached the partial bishul. Partial bishul, even by any gov of any kotum. So obviously Hananya holds that there is that. So but Hananya agrees that boshul beloy boshul, if it hasn't reached partial bishul, then she is osa. Then she is osa. So in other words, according to Hananya, she is a special isa. According to Rashi. So in other words, it could be that according to Rashi, and that point is the machlekes between Rabbonon and Hananya. In other words, according to Rabbonon of Hananya, that they say that she is also under all circumstances, so and that money is also under all circumstances. According to Rabbonon Tam Shite, so Mimele, Rashi says that according to Rabbonon, she and that money the time hach, and that money does not and that money does not mean dafke if there is full contact between the gdeire and the dovo shenitam zeche. So the reason is why we are allowed. So according to Rabban Chananya, the reason is why we are allowed to be matmin by a kiro to be sheye in a kiro that is go mikotum because it's not meisiv hevel. Mashaikin according to Hananya, so Hananya is matir shiye when it's giyal machel ben drisoye, but that money is also according to Hananya too. So Hananya holds that there are two separate isurim, and at that point is the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Hananya. Now, whether Rashi Shite is like the Rashbam or Rashi Shite is the Rabbanan, that we'll see. But Tesis, Kashi against Rashi can be explained in one of two ways. Now, I would like to give a short shiur here today. So I don't want to have any recess. And even though it might seem a little difficult for you, I mean to not have a recess, but if it is a little difficult for you to listen to the shiurim without any recess, so it is certainly a little difficult for me. So if I'm willing to do it, so you should also be willing to do it. Now we left off Daf Lamed Zayin, Omed Aleph, by Toshma. 11th line from the top, by Toshma. Now the Gemara had an Abaye, whether the Pshat in Lo Yitein means Lo Yarzir, but she is Mutea, and the Mishneh called with Hananye, or the Pshat in Lo Yitein means Lo Yishe. And the Mishneh accords with the Rabbon of Hanan. Alright. So the Gemara says, Tosh. The Omar Rav Chelbe. Omar Rav Chome Bagui Omar Rav. Loishon, when does the Mishneh say that it's Buter El Al Gab? Aval Pliseichos. Pliseichoitos. So ye am the Bishleim El Harzer Tnan. But she is Buter. Now there is. So let's see the Rashi, how Rashi explains it. Lo yishonu shall use the masnis nel al gab. The loinofish havlikul hay on top of the stove. Avul teicho inside the stove, the kiro is osa. So yi amre bishleim laharzat nam. Avul ish is mashin. Afil bishayin kufo. So then the pshat in Rav Chelbe when he says l'teichoseh, so that is al asha yuse delishes al sheinu grufakon. This is how Rashi explains. So Boteisves explains it very simply. So bishleime. So in other words, so in respect to Chazore, there can be a difference between Teicho and El Gab. So in other words, that if it is Goro Vikotum, so then Al Gabo, it's Muter to be Marzia. But say Choitzoser, even though it's Korvi Kot. This is how Tesis explains it. But Rashi explains it. I am the Bishlim al Harzat Ma'ana, will she smashing Afil Bishain Grufo. So then, when Reb Chelpe says, Abel is a choser, so Reb Chelpe has reference to Eino Grufo. Ligabe Shie. So it's not words. So Lo Ishonu, Elal Gabo. So then we say, Lishis is Mashi, Al Gabo. Even though it's not Grufo. But Teicho, so even Shie is Oser. Even she is Osea, any goal of any God. This is how Rashi explains. The Rav Chelpe shall use it in Lishis, Al Sheino Grupo. Koi, Haine di Shone bin Teicho al Gam, the Chimashe li Seicho, the Sheino Grupo, Mat min Mamesh Beremets. So that is Osea. Now, so from this Rashi it appears, that Atmone Alibi de Hanani, who says that Shia is Muter, if the Tafshir has reached the level of Machel ben Drusoye, so only Shia is Muter, but Atmone is also. Now, you remember last time I said, in respect to Tesis Kashi and Rashi's Memre in the Mishnah, that the reason as to why Shia is Osea is because of Atmoni. Yigrif HaGecholim Mishim Yimeisif Hevel V'Tam V'Rishim V'Ekliil Shem Yechatim G'Cholim. So Rashi equates the Yisar of Shia with the Yisar of Atmoni. Bidobo Shem Yisif Hevel. So Tesis Kashi was, how can Rashi equate Shia with Atmoni? But Hananye is only Mati or Shie Beini Grufo. But Hatmone is certainly Asers. So in order to answer Tesis Kashi against Rashi, I said we can explain Rashi in two ways. Because we see that at the beginning of Bametenim, so Tesis mentions a machleket between the Rashbam and Rabbi Natan. So the Rashbam Shite is that the Yisar of Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif Hevel, that is also given Erev Shabbos, only applies to something like, according to Hananye, it only applies to something that lo yigia lemachol ben drusoye. But if it's yigia lemachol ben drusoye, then Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif Hevel is muter Erev Shabbos. Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif Hevel, and according to Rabbono of Hananye, so it only applies to something that is nisbashel kol tzorchei, but it's nisbashel kol tzorchei. So then it is muta. It is muta. But that's the Rashbam shita. And then the Rambam shita is that Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif Hevel is also under all circumstances. So I said we can answer Tesis Kashi against Rashi. How can Rashi equate Shia with Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif Hevel? But according to Hananye, so Shia is Muter Kishigia L'Machu Ben Drusoye. So we can answer it in two ways. Either by saying that Rashi agrees with Rashbam Shite. So Mimele, there is no Kashi. So Tesis Kashi is not a strong Kashi against Rashi. Because Eino Haname, according to Hananye, so Atmone, Rashi will agree with the Rashbam. According to Hananye, Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif Hevel is also Muter. Is if Kigil Machu Ben Drusoye. So what's the Kashi? That's one way of answering the Kashi. And then another way of answering Tesis Kashi against Rashi was by saying just the other way. That Rashi agrees with Rabban Tam Shite. That insofar as Atmone is concerned, Atmone B'Dobo Shemesif is concerned, so it's also under all circumstances. Under all circumstances, even though it's Nisbashel Kol Tzorchei, it's still also. That's the Shite of Rabban Tam. So Mimele, if we say that Rashi Shite is like Rabban Tam, then we have to say that Rashi says here, that Rashi only says that Shia is Osea, even if it's Igiaki Machel Ben Drisoi. And according to Teisves, so according to the Rabbon of Hananye, so she is Osea, even if it's this Bashel called Tzolchei, and even if it's Mitzdamik Virale. There's a machlege between Teisves and the Rajman, but according to Teisves, that from Zayin with Aleph and from Zayin with Beis, so according to Rabbi of Hananye, so she is Osea, not only Yigiyah Lemachal Ben Rusoye, but even if it's Mitzbashel Kol Tzorchei, and even if it's Mitzdamek, Virale, the Rajma says that according to Rabbi of Hananye, she is Osea only if it's Loin is Bashel Kol Tzorchei, or it's Mitzbashel Kol Tzorchei, Mitzdamek Viofele. But if it's Mitzbashel Kol Tzorchei, Mitzdamek, Virale, then she is muter even while living the Rabbi of Hananye. But if she is, then she is Osea under all circumstances. So, Mimele, if we say that Rashi agrees with Rabbi Tam, if Rashi agrees with Rabbi Tam, so then we can say that Rashi here in the Mishneh has reference only to the Rabbon of Hananye, who say that she is Osea even under all circumstances, and that Mone, according to Rabbi Tam, is also Osea under all circumstances. So then, she, the Isa, she is equated with the Isa Atmone. Mashenken, according to Hananye, that she is Mutea, Kishkini, Gil, Machum, and the Soye, whereas Atmone, Bidavam, is Fevel, is Osea given by his Bashal Kotzorchei. So according to Hananye, Rashi will be made that it's two separate Isurim. Two, they are both based upon the same Zere of Shem Yechadim Gecholim, but it's two separate Zeres, and they call it Hananye. So Hatmone has no Shaykhes to the case of Shia al Gabi Hakiro. Why? Because for the same reason that the other Rishayim say that Hatmone is only Shaykh when the Dovah Hanitman, the Gdeire, is in full contact with the Dovah Sheboy Nitman. Masha'inkin, if there is Avya Mafsik between the Dovah Hamutman, the Gdeire, and the Dovah, the in which it is coming, if Aver is Mafsik, then there is no Yisar Batmone. But, so where the Aver is not Mafsik, then Atmone Bidavam is Hevel is Osea, under all circumstances. But when there is the Aver Mafsik, so then there is no Yisar of Atmone, but there is another Yisar of Shie. So according, so that other Yisar of Shie, according to Hananye, doesn't apply to a case. To a case where it's a Gil Machum Rusoy. So we, one second. So we explained, so I mentioned that it's possible to explain the Rashi in two ways. Now, and I said, we'll see, I mean, what pshat we have to say in Rashi. As we go over the Gemara, so we'll see what pshat we have to say in Rashi. Now, let's see, now the Shilte Agiberi, under Eve, he says in so many words that according to Rashi, so the Yisar of Shia is equated with the Yisar of Atmone according to everybody. According to Hananya, according to Rabbonon. So in other words, so according to what the Shulchan Gedeirim says, then we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rashbam. Otherwise we cannot equate the Yisar of Shia with the Yisar of Atmone with the Ramis Mela. Alright. Now the question arises, so if we are going to explain Rashi that way, so this Rashi is difficult. Rashi says, Hain di shone bin teichol al gab, di chima shel iseicho, di sheine grufo, mat min mamesh biremez. Now, here we are referring to whom? To Hananya. Because the Gemara is saying, I amret bishleim el harzatna. Who is that? Hananya. If la harzatna. So then the Mishnah called the Hananya. So then, and if we say that Rashi says that if Malu ben Hananya, that the Isa Shia is equated with the Isa of Atmone, and he agrees with Rashbam Shite, so that means Atmone too is Muta, Atmone itself is Muta, according to Hananya, So why does he say, Haini Dishone bin Teichel al Gabo, Yechimashem Yisecho Dishene Grufo, Matmi Mamesh Beremes, so what? Even Matmone itself, according to the Rashbam, is Mutea, Alibi de Hananye, if he gear a machel ben Rusoy. So we have to say, so we don't have to refute the Shulti Agibirim's pshat in Rashi. But it's possible that even according to the Rashbam, that Admone Bidover Amesiv Hevel is Oseya, that even according to Rashbam, that Admone Bidover Amesiv Hevel is only Oseya, Kishaloi Giel Machel Ben Drusoye. But if you Giel Machel Ben Drusoye, so according to Hananye, Hatmone Bidover Amesiv Hevel is Mutea, that's only if the Hatmone is not Mamesh Beremetz. But it's in something else that is Mesiv Hevel. But Remetz is Mochomo. Because the Gemara says, why would Chachomim Gezer, according to Rashi's Gersi, why would Chachomim Gezer, Hatmone Yiv Me'erev Shabbos, Bidover Amesiv Hevel, Zeiro Shem Yatmin Remetz. So the Gemara says, Kashi, Ve'yatmin, so the Gemara says, So that means that the gzeire of Bidover Amesiv Hevel, not Remetz Mamesh, not Yecholim, is in two steps. It's like gzeire, but here the Chachomim are gzeire. So it doesn't come, so it's not considered out to din gzeire, for whatever reason. But the gzeire, Bidover Amesiv Hevel, on Friday, not Remetz Mamesh, is in two steps. First of all, we are gazing Hashem Yatmin Remetz, and Yatmone Beremetz itself is also Erev Shabbos because of Shem Yichat Mikholim. So that means that in other Dovra Mesif Hevel, Dovra Mesif Hevel other than Remetz, than Yicholim, so there it's in two steps, the Gzeire. Whereas the Yisar Atmone in Remetz itself, the Gzeire is only in one step. So Mimele, when we can say that Rashi agrees with the Rashbam, but when does the Rashbam say that according to Hananye, so Atmone Bidover Amesiv Hevel is Mutea, if it Gila Machu Ben Rusoye, if it's not Remetz Mamesh, but so there the Gzeire is in two steps, it's like Gzeire, but the Chachomim or Machmir. So the Chachomim were not Machmir, and maybe the Gzeire in two steps, Gzeire, if it's a Gil and Machl Ben Drusoy. Because after all, everybody has to agree that the likelihood of Chitu Gecholim, once it is Gil and Machl Ben Drusoy, is less. The likelihood of Chitu Gecholim is less when it's a Gil and Machl Ben Drusoy than in the case where it's not a Gil and Machl Ben Drusoy. So, Mimele, according to Rashbam, vis-a-vis Dover Amesiv Hevel, other than Remetz, where the Gzeire is really Gzeire, in two steps. So, according to Hananye, it's not Osea, if you give a Machel Ben Drusoye. Masheinke, vis-a-vis Remetz itself, where the Gzeire is one step, it's not Gzeire. So, there, Hananye will be made it. That it's Osea, even if he gives a Machel Ben Drusoye. So, mainly, it's no kashi from this Rashi. Anyway, so Rashi says, Haini Rishone Beiseichel Al Gavo, the Chimash of Beiseicho, the Shein Grufo, Matni Mamesh Behemet. Elo Yamret. Elo Yamret. Lishisnam, Maliseicho Mali Al Gavo, Rashi. Elo Yamret Lishisnam. The few Lishis Boy Grufo. Vikim di grufo ubeit yeimu neisni liseicho mal liseicho mal al kabo. So Rashi explains the Gemara, iamud mishloimu leharzat nam and lishes is mutarib meini goruv. So al kabo oser has reference to the case of shie baini goruv. But if we say lishes nam, so even lishes is oser, even al kabo lishes is oser eini goruv. So mele when Rav Chelpe says that al kabo teicho is oser, So he has reference to a case of Grufo. Kim di Grufo Mbedeimu Nesni Liseicho. Mali Seicho Mali Al Gabo. So what's the difference? If it's Grufo, so then it should be Mutea. So it should be Mutea even Biseicho. This is Gemara's Kash. אלו ימי שאת מה מלשיך מלכבו, מי סברס חבחל בערי שקוי, עשי וקוי, ובסיל אלה אמרים אף מרזירים, ויאמר רב חלבה, או מה רב חומי בגוריה, או מה רב, לא ישונו אלו על גבו, אבו, So now, what did the Gemara say in the Teretz? That the Pshat al Teich Oseh has reference to Chazor. So Chazor is Oseh only if it's any Gorov. But if Gorov, it's Muter. But Teich Oseh, so even if it's Gorov, it's Oseh. אבל זה מקורי דייר בחזור אבל ראי שמי שסו ובין תיכו ובין גבו שם. Now let's see the tesis, how the tesis explains it. So first learn this tesis, אי אמר בשלים על הר זאת מן, and then we'll learn that it is. אי אמר בשלים על הר זאת מן, הם לישונים יסיך לו גב, פירש בקונטרס משום די להר זאת מן, אבל אי שישמשין אפילו בעיני גופו, לא חשון לבין תיכו, דאבי מת ממש ברבץ. ועל גב וקושי, לא, ולרח דלחנן יהיה אפילו תיך או משהו אפילו בין הגופו דותנן ולא יחור על גבי גחולים אלו עד שיקמו פונאו הוקומו פונאו שורא אף על גב דחור בסייך או אין. So yes, it's very strong cash. How can we say that so בישלימי לארזתנן חיים לישון לביסייך על גבו. So, even according to the Rabbonon of Hanani, even according to Rabbonon of Hanani, that who say that the cheese, even according to Hanani, who says the cheese muter, if it's a gil machob and resoye, so that's only al gabo. But teicho, that's remetz mamish. So it is awesome. So this is the kashi, but even according to Hananye, that according to Hananye, so even take Oshia is muter. Voraye dot nan viloichore al gabit yacholi. Elo at sheyitchu paneo hokomu paneo shore. Avogav dechore. There it's remetz mamish. So Hananye says in so many words, you can put a piece of meat under the holy Merev Shabbos, somach v'chasheicho, if it is igia l'machol ben drusoye, igia, or you can put it pass if it already formed the crust. So you see, that's like machol ben drusoye. So Hananya says in so many words that even teicho and the holy mamish, so imashim afilu benikrufo dot nam v'lechore al gabi gecholim elo ad sheyikremu poneo hokomu poneo shore afal gav techore b'seichi. So that seems to be a very strong kashe, but if we'll understand the Psak HaRambam and we'll have an answer on the kashe that is raised against the Rambam, we'll be able to answer the kashe of Teis raised against Rashi. Now, I mentioned last time that there is a machlikas b'shenim how we pass it, whether we pass them like Hananye or we pass them like Rabbonot. So the Rif and the Rambam, they pass them like the Rabbonot Hananye. The Chie is also, even if it's Igia L'machol ben Drusoy. Igia Machol ben Drusoy. So this is how the Rif and the Rambam passes. Only thing is, whereas according to Teisves, the Rabbonot Hananye hold that Chie is also, even if it's Bashel Kol Sorochei, and mitzamei kviralei. So the Rambam Shite is like the Rashba, that the Rabbon of Hananye asa shiye only by loy nizbashal kol tzorochei or by nizbashal kol tzorochei mitzamei kviyofalei, but by nizbashal kol tzorochei mitzamei kviralei. So even according to Rabbon of Hananye, she is muta. But the Rambam, the Rib and the Rambam pasken like the Rabbon of Hananye. So in other words, she is osa even higia lemachal ben drusoy. But it's Rashi and Teisves pass like Hanani. That if you give a machlum and Tzoye, she is muter. The Mechaber has two Lishenes, and the Ramo is Meikil like Hanani. So the Kashi is raised against the Rambam. Now, the Rambam passes that you're not allowed to be Mashi Tafshir, Al Gabi Kiro. That is not Goru Vikoto. Even if it's Igiya, Ki Machlum and Tzoye, the Rif and the Rambam pass like that. But he passes that you are allowed to put some a piece of meat al gabi de cholin, if it is igi al machol ben rusoye. So there it's li gabi tzli, he paskins like Hanani. So the Miri says, there is no kashi. Why does the Rambam paskin that way, even though he paskins like Abon of Hananya? Because that's a istamishne at the end of the first perek. So the Mishneh that you test on the base says, Eneisni boso botel beitzo elo kishiyotzilum bidyeim Eneisni pasli tamim hasheichol chol gabil cholim elo kishiyitchol paneum bidyeim Vichamo, so what does it mean yotzilum bidyeim? Omer Reblezer, Omer Ravkin, Shetzilum Bidyeim, Kimachol Ben Drisoye. So it's a Stome de Mishneh. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, Hananya imeya kolshu kimachol ben drusoye mutala sheisei al gabi kiro v'achol pishin kufuktumo. So the Arishenim who say that the pshat in this Gemara, when the Gemara says v'chamo merablez amarav yisom bidyein kimachol ben drusoye, is that this Mishnah itself that you take the chords with Hananya. Not with the Rabbanon. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Gemara doesn't say that this Mishnah can only accord with Hananya, not with the Rabbanon. This is a Stam Mishneh, and the Gemara explains it Stam. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Hananya him be a kol shu kimachol ben drusoye, mutala sheisel gabi kirov, v'aval gav shein kofukto. So on that point, ligabi tavshir, there is a machleki between Hananya and Rabbanon. But ligabi tzli, so it's muter, even, tzli of boso, pas, so it is muter, even according to the Rabbanon of Hananya. Why? So the Rav Miri explains it. Oh, the other, after P, shekdele haposkim kosvu bichoro kidei sheitchmu poneo uvitzli kidei sheyagiel lemachu ben resoye vizu vadek Hananya. So how can they paskin here like the Rabbanon of Hananya? Zuv ein zustir alahem. Why? Shapas vatzli mishigi alishio ze lo yoveyu lidechitu sheim yechte yoveyu lidechiruch hoyu veimechitze bimreish bneyem avol gdei lo inenke. So in other words, the Rif holds, the Rif, the Rambam holds, there is a distinction between pas and tzli on one hand and tafshil on the other hand. Tafshil is nedeir. But Sli, I mean, is open, it's exposed. And Pas also. So Memele, even though Pas is also in a baking pan, but Pas and Sli, so if it is a Gia Lemachol Ben Drusoye, if it is a Gia Lemachol Ben Drusoye, so then if you stir the Gecholim too much, it will become singed. So then it's very likely it will become singed. It will become too burnt. Masha'in came by Tapshil, there is no risk that it will become singed as a result of Ritu Gecholim. So, Mele, when are the Rabbanon Chishish and the Agenzia? Shem Yichat Gecholim Gabi Tapshil? Because Gabi Tapshil, Tapshil, Ritu Gecholim could not be a detriment to him. Because it's very unlikely that as a result of handling the Gecholim and stirring the Gecholim, too much, so the tafshil becomes singed. After all, the tafshil is in the dera and it's mafsik, so it will not become singed as a result of chitu gecholim. Masha'in came gabi tzli and gabi pas, so then as a result of chitu gecholim, it might be singed, it might burn. So even the rabbonon of Hananya are not geizei Hashem yichad b'cholim. This is how the Miri explains the shita of the Rif in the Rambam. So memele, we can answer the kasha of Teisves against Rashi. What is the kasha of Teisves against Rashi? So how can Rashi say that Bitzecho, so even according to Hananya, so it should be also because it's Remes Mamesh, so even, but we see that Hananya is Matir and Remes Mamesh, Tzvi, Vigil, Machman, the Soyen, Pas, if it formed the cross. The answer is, over there is Matir, because there is less of Yechshoshe Shem Yechadim Gecholim, because he doesn't want, once it is Yigil HaMachol Ben Drusoye, then Chit Gecholim might be detrimental to him. It might bring about a singeing of the boss of Botel and the pass. Mashinkin in the tapshil that is negdeiro, so the chitu gecholim is not likely to bring about a singeing of the tapshil. So there, even Hananye will be made that it is osa, even though it's igila machabatusa. Then he says, uvilavoche emeri, the bechinam doch akrashi leforeshke. The igila meima, why he explain it this way? In other words, the Iyamre Bishleim al-Harzatnan, it's al-Harzatnan, but Shie is mutalim menigoruf, so that's only al-Gabo Teichanat. No, we can explain it simply, that the Gemore has reference to Goruf, not to Sheini Goruf. So, Dike Lamim HaShapir, Haini Dishon Elon, Bein Teichol al-Gabo, Noho Dishor al-Harza Bikrufo, Uvash, So Rashi also has to admit that according to Maskona of the Gemara, there is a more chumre in Tzeichot and Algabo vis-a-vis Chazore, because that's the terrence of the Gemara. So in other words, even though Chazore, we still say, is muta by Gor v'kotum, so only Chazore al Gabo is muta bagor vekotum, but Chazore biseicho is also even bagor vekotum. Now, koshelik, heiche boyeli meima al libe derav di masnis laharzatna. Im kein asi masnis in Chananye, virav di loike Chananye, di ho Chananye shore bimitzame kriyofele. Do Hananye Shore the Mitzame Kriofele? Do Hod it Nan in Zelim Boso Ubeitzo, Silton Liem, Asik Hananye, Ubeitza Amrinoli Kamon, the Mitzame Kriofele? The Mitzame Kriofele? Viravos Alikamon, the Mitzame Kriofele? Viesh Lema, the Blavoche, Lysovale Rav, that's the taste of Shide. The Blavoche, Lysovale Rav, Kishumtane. Do Remea, Virabu de Astre, Bene Krufo, Avul, Mitzame Kriofele. So even Rabbi Yude, who is more making, so Rabbi Yude, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude, Hananye, Asers, even by Nisbashu Kotzolche, and even Mitzdamik Virale, we Rav Shorem Mitzdamik Virale, Afil Bein Mikrufo, the Mikrufo Leashkhan Shima Meire, the Osar Afil Yofale, Vei, the Rav, Rav's memory that Mitzdamik Yofale is Osar, Aminze de Rabbi Yechene, the Aire Beni Kufa, no mit Beis. The Aire, the Rav Kam Rabir, the Aire Beni Kufa, the Rabbi Yechene, the Shorli Kamon, Hamel Mitafshu, the Bishop of Tzorche, Beni Kufa, Avoloi Bishop of Tzorche, Yosel, Yashke Kontalin Savaroche. So, Mimele, we have to say that Rav does not agree even with the Rabbon of Hanan. So then the question arises, Monefshech, if Rav doesn't agree even with Rabbon of Hananye, how can Rav, so Rav is chilek on everybody. So the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo is chilek on Teisves. And the Chiddush HaRashbo says, that Rabbon of Hananye almeide the Chie is muter by Nisbashel Kotzorche Mitztamik Virale. And even though Teisves was midayik from the Braise that we'll soon learn, because Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Bishama Yemrim, Chamim Avoli Tavshil, Bisil Eimrim, Chamim Vei Tavshil. And this has reference, so this is Midayik, because this, here, Rabbi Yehuda has reference to Goro Vikotum. And they say by Goro Vikotum, so it's Mudar to Bimashe, Chamim Vei Tavshil. So the implication is that by any Goro Vikotum, so neither Tavshil nor Chamim is Mudarashis. That's Tesis Diuk, but the Rashbo says no. So here the Rabbi Yehuda says by Goro Vikotum, so it's Mutal Hashis, Chamuim, and even Tafshil. Mashenkin by any Goro Vikotum, so then by any Goro Vikotum, so Tafshil is also Hashis. But Chamuim, even by any Goro Vikotum, is the Rashbo says there is no Diuk from that Gemara. Because here Rabbi Yehuda is referring to Goro Vikotum. So Mimele, he says, Chamim Vei Tavshil. Masheim came by any Goro, Vei Nikotum. So then it's not Chamin ve'tavshil. Then it's only Chamin. But tavshil not. Tesis is midayik. Mashein ki ba'iniko, so neither Chamin nor tavshil. So, but the Rashbo is not midayik that way. So the Rashbo is chelik on Tesis. And he says, because according to Tesis, so that means that Rav and Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, so are neither like Hananya nor like the Rabbanon. So because of that, he's Chilkanes. And then he says, "Uvidivre ateisves lichemleimer the Rav Tane u'Polik." So in other words, so Teisves shite is that Rav Tane u'Polik, Rav Tane u'Polik. But according to the Rabbanon of Hananya, so she is also by any go, by any koto, even by this bashel called Tzorchei. And even by Nizbashel Kotzorchei and Mitztamik Veral. She is us. Alright. Now, let's go a little more further. Tosh, Beis Kirei Samasimes, Achas Grufo Uktumo, V'achas Eino Grufo V'Eino Ktumo, Mashin Al Gabi Grufo Uktumo, ואין משי מלשאינו גרופו ואין כתורו ומה אין משי? ומה אין משי? בשם היה אמרים ולכלום ובסיל אמרים חמים אבל לא יתאפשיר. So, I mean that's Rameya. So according to Rameya, in this vice there is a big humor. So in other words, so בשם I say, first of all, אין משי מלשאינו גרופו ואין כתורו בין בשם ובין בסיל. And then, umay mashim, if it's gol v'kotum, so b'shamay say, even gol v'kotum. So you cannot be mashi everything. So you cannot be mashi anything. Umay mashim, even if it's gol v'kotum, b'shamay im oloy klum. Not in mechani. That means bashu kotzolchon. Umisamik v'ralai, raloi, you still cannot be mashi. So that means, according to Reb Meir, I'll leave it b'shamay, you cannot be mashi anything. Even by go we call to me cannot be much. Alright? Bishamayim will look, Ubisilaim ring. So according to Rameyer, even the Silel are only matter to be mashe, and go we call to Mchami, that is Mistamit Verale, Avaloi Tafshi. Oka, Divahakal Yarzi. So even Bisil is made according to Bisil, according to Rameyer, that Hazor is us. Divah Rameyer, Yudayim, Rabbi is more made. If it's Gorovi Kovtum, then Chamim is Mutalishis. Aber Itafshir, Ubisilo Imrim, Chamim Itafshir, if it's Gorovi Kovtum, so then according to Rabbi Yudel, and Ubisilo, so Yamutel, Hashis, everything. Bisham, Imrim, Neitun, Aber